The 2013 Farm Progress Show wraps up today in Decatur, Illinois. Matt Youngman, show manager, joins me now. And Matt, it's been warm. There's been no rain. It hasn't been warm earlier in the year for some field demonstrations. How's that affected the show?
Well, you know, first time in 60 years that we haven't been able to do field demonstrations because they weren't ready. We've lost demos because of rain and other Mother Nature-related activities or actions, but first time because of maturity that we're not able to go. It doesn't seem that it has affected the crowd significantly. I think there are a lot of farmers that are nowhere near ready to go to the field, so, you know, they had a day or two to come and spend at the show. Our attendance Tuesday was exceptional. It wasn't a record, but it was a big Tuesday, a kind of an average Wednesday on the hottest day of the three, and then today, a very good Thursday. Typically, our lowest attendance day is Thursday. We have a very nice crowd in here on what's been the most beautiful weather day of all three.
Yeah, it was a little overcast this morning. A little bit of a breeze kicked in, so folks were able to come out and enjoy the show. Lots of changes abound, and we talked about that earlier in the week of how you did some expanding. Let's talk about how that worked.
Yeah, so from the 2011 show, we were able to accommodate the expansion requests of our exhibitors that were with us in 2011 by building a 12th street onto the facility. However, we had a lot of demand over and above that from new exhibitors, folks that haven't been with us in the past. And so we took a piece of a parking lot that's directly adjacent to the main entrance and created an annex area, kind of a throwback to 60 years ago to the first Farm Progress Show with just alfalfa streets, no electricity, no phone, no utilities whatsoever, just four stakes in the ground in the middle of in the corners of their lots, and they set out their wares and welcomed the crowd. That annex has been very well received by those participants out there. They're all happy to stage out there, waiting for space to open up here inside the grid in future years when we come back to Decatur.
And, you know, talking about Decatur, this is probably the state-of-the-art facility that we have going, and you're not reinventing the wheel every single time you come out here, but there's still change, there's still progress.
Yeah, you know, we try real hard to take great notes from each show so that when the next one comes around, we haven't forgotten everything that we learned over the course of these 3 days 2 years later. The facility is always changing, growing, a lot of that to accommodate the needs and requests of our exhibitors. You know, our next step is we're going to need to do something about the internet speed in here because there is so much live streaming and so much, video being uploaded from these activities that we need to be able to answer that call. That's probably the most critical infrastructure upgrade that we're going to have to do to this facility next.
Well, speaking about the internet speed, I mean, one of the things that, you know, everybody's trying to show off is their new capabilities and their new availabilities. Phones have been intermittent. Text messaging has been intermittent. It's just one of those things when you bring so many people together.
Yeah, you know, you'll see that at other large gatherings where your cell phone doesn't work or you can't get anything but a text through. You know, you get this many people in one place and it tends to do that. The systems just aren't built to withstand that.
So 2014, we'll head back to Boone, Iowa. Let's talk about how quickly do you start planning for that?
We started that yesterday. We started talking to the exhibitors about about the time you get to noon on Wednesday of the show, it's pretty well done. You know, everything's in place and there's nothing else you're going to change. So your thoughts immediately turn to 2 weeks from now at Husker Harvest Days, or next year at Boone, what are we going to do? Or next time we're here in 2015, what changes would we like to make? So I'm busily running around and taking notes from all the exhibitors who have thoughts that they want to make sure to give me while they're fresh in their mind, which is a good thing, so I can get them down and be ready to respond to it the next time we come back here.
We've talked about the crowds a little bit. Let's talk about how the heat's affected some of those crowds. You know, emergency management's right here on site. You guys have done a great job with that. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, first of all, the exhibitors are getting a lot better at building exhibits that are built for this kind of weather. We have almost 20 big tents. We're sitting next to the Kloss Lexion tent. That's a brand new air conditioned tent for this year's show. So you see more and more of that. The exhibitors responding by air conditioning their facilities. We get better at it all the time. The EMS folks, you know, we had in 2007 we had a lot of EMS calls, but it was a lot hotter than this, and there wasn't the breeze that we've had here. That breeze really saved us. We have not had nearly the EMS calls or the health scares or worries that we've had at other shows.
One last thing to talk about here, I guess, is how does Decatur get better? How does Boone get better? Just keep making progress happen and Any real pushback from folks being, you know, in the late August time as opposed to, you know, in the mid-September, later September?
Well, you know, on a year like this, a late September show probably would have worked well. But this is a kind of a freak year for that cool summer that delayed the harvest. On a normal year, you know, there are times, last year, for example, if we'd have had the show at the end of August last year, everybody would have already been in the field. You know, we'd have missed it that way. So it's kind of a shot in the dark, but this week before Labor Day, it works well into the exhibitor's calendar. And on a normal year, we're able to have crops ready to go. And, you know, the exhibitors are responding to this late summer show time. And they've actually transitioned a lot of their product introductions to this event. So, you know, it seems to be working well.
Farm Progress Show still leading the way in agriculture. It's a lot like farming itself. You never know what the weather is going to give you, but you make it go anyway.